Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, June 5th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, Sprint and T-Mobile are closer to a deal. Amazon plans a big announcement. And when it comes to mobile, Apple and Google continue to dominate. Those stories and more as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Sprint and T-Mobile have agreed on the broad terms of a merger worth around $50 billion and are working toward a final agreement. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Under the framework, Sprint would acquire T-Mobile for around $40 a share in a deal that could happen early this summer. The deal could still fall through, but if it goes through, it would combine the country's third and fourth biggest wireless operators, creating a bigger competitor to market leaders Verizon and AT&T. Amazon.com is holding an event in Seattle later this month on the 18th where it could reveal its long-awaited smartphone. And the phone could have a 3D interface. Companies inviting press and customers to an event on the 18th in Seattle for the new device unveiling. Consumers can expect the price of mobile devices running Microsoft software to dip below $200 this year. That's the word from the company's vice president of OEM partners speaking to reporters at Asia's largest computing show. The fast fall in prices for Windows 8 devices is the result of Microsoft's aggressive efforts to gain market share in the mobile sector. Meanwhile, a new report shows that Apple still rules the U.S. when it comes to smartphone subscribers. Journal's Tom Ortuso has more.
Apple at 41% of the total market, outpacing Samsung, which had 28%. That's according to Comscore data for the three-month period ending in April. The smartphone market in the U.S. was up 5% from January. Google's Android remains the dominant smartphone platform, with 53% total share of subscribers. When it comes to apps, Facebook reaches the biggest audience. I'm Tom Ortuso for the Wall Street Journal.
As we continue, Yext raises a lot of money and travel port files for an IPO.
America was built by innovators and dreamers like you. To celebrate, LegalZoom dedicated this month to innovation by making it easy for you to file trademark or copyright applications, incorporate your business, or form an LLC. Call or visit LegalZoom.com. They'll provide the personal attention you need and help take care of all the details. For a limited time, get a special price on trademark and copyright applications by using the referral code WSJ at checkout. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm.
This startup, Yext, has raised a large round of funding and is predicting its first profit next year. The online marketing tool for brick-and-mortar businesses closed $50 million in funding, led by Insight Venture Partners. A person familiar with the deal who asked not to be identified says the investment values the company at $525 million. Travel technology provider Travelport Worldwide filed for an initial public offering. The number of shares being offered and price range were not determined yet, but they hope to raise $100 million in the offering. Travelport services include a commerce platform which connects travel providers with consumers offline and online, and a business that offers IT support to airlines for things like ticketing, shipping, departure control, and other services. Pop-up ads and software applications that seem to show up out of nowhere have been plaguing computer users for years. The programs often are blocked by anti-malware solutions, but the adware industry that makes them devises technological bypasses. People familiar with the matter say Microsoft is trying to come up with a fix. Companies approached around 20 adware companies to convince them to agree on a set of best practices. Finally today, Google says it's planning to build a marketplace for top web video publishers to sell their ad inventory. The new venture is called Google Partner Select, the tech giants billing it as a programmatic premium video marketplace. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.